The United States has won its first gold medal of the Winter Olympics. 18-year-old snowboarder Kelly Clark won the women's halfpipe yesterday on the final run of the competition. And there were dramatic results in alpine skiing and speed skating, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Marketers will have you believe that every kid on a snowboard chugs Mountain Dew and could care less about anything, dude. Of course, many riders are quiet, hard-working athletes who even get nervous before big competitions, which is why Kelly Clark stood at the top of the 525-foot-long U-shaped halfpipe yesterday and did what she always does, cranked up the music in her headphones.
Every time before I drop into the pipe, I turn up my mini disc, and I try not to pay attention to what's going on around me. When I'm more relaxed, I ride better, so if I'm kind of in my own zone, it's like any other day for me. And the crowd is going wild, and I could hear him even over my headphones.
The music and the cheering must have done the trick, because Kelly Clark was smiling as she took off on her second and final run of the day. With a silver medal guaranteed, Clark traversed the snow-covered halfpipe with confidence as Guns N' Roses blared over the loudspeakers. She got tremendous height as she flew up the side of the pipe and into the air, and performed difficult spins and flips with names like 540 frontside grab and McTwist with an indie grab. The judges moved Kelly Clark ahead of reigning world champion Dorian Vidal of France, and afterwards, Clark sounded as if she cared very much about her Olympic title.
It's great to have all the people here today, and especially all the young girls, that hopefully snowboarders as well, and hopefully I can be somewhat of a maybe hero or just a role model for them. It's cool to have an impact on someone's life like that.
American downhill skier Darren Rawls was hoping for some heroics yesterday as well. As he began to plummet down the ominously named Grizzly downhill run, U.S. fans lining the course thought maybe they'd witness another surprise American gold medalist in this glamour event, like Bill Johnson in 1984 and Tommy Moe in 1994. But Rawls flew too high over a jump up at the top. He never recovered and finished 16th.
Olympic champion and gold medalist representing Austria,
29-year-old police officer Fritz Strobel conquered the precipitous zigzagging course and became the sixth Austrian downhill champion in Olympic history. His teammate on the powerful Austrian team, Stefan Eberharder, won the bronze, while Norwegian Lasse Kjus won the silver medal, as he did 4 years ago. The U.S. may have found a hope for the future. 21-year-old Marco Sullivan, in his first Olympics, finished 9th. He was so giddy after his run, he didn't even know he was the top American, ahead of Rawls.
Did I beat Darren? All right. I don't know. I ski good under pressure, and this is a huge event, and I just charged down the hill, you know, as hard as I could, and I'm just stoked that I'm in the top 10. That's what I was shooting for.
While the Austrians dominated on snow, Germans did the same on ice. Speed skater Claudia Pechstein broke her own world record in winning the women's 3,000 meters. And legendary Georg Hackl is in second place after the first two runs of the men's luge. If he can win today's final round, the 35-year-old Hackl will become the first Winter Olympic athlete to earn four consecutive gold medals in the same individual event. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.